The New York State Senate advanced several bills that would address problems in the state's nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic, as outlined in a recent Attorney General's report that also found Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration significantly undercounted nursing home deaths. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
An act to amend the public health law in relation to reporting communicable diseases and deaths caused by such communicable diseases.
The package of 10 bills approved by the Senate Health Committee would, among other things, require Cuomo's health department to report deaths of all residents of nursing homes and other adult care facilities, even if they died in the hospital. Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker withheld the data on the hospital deaths during the past 11 months of the pandemic until just a few hours after Attorney General Tish James issued a report. She found the nursing home deaths had been underreported by 50%. Senate Health Committee Chair Gustavo Rivera, a Democrat, says he's saddened but not surprised by the new data, which shows that nearly 15,000 elderly adults in long-term care settings died of COVID-19.
What these numbers show us is that there was definitely something, there was a lot of things wrong here. There were a lot of things that were not working here. And there's a lot of things that we want to change in law so that we can reestablish this. I mean, if there are things that need to be codified in law, mandated by law, that actually secure people's safety and well-being, that's what we want to do.
Other bills would require state health officials to conduct more thorough inspections for infection preparedness. The Attorney General's report found many nursing homes were woefully unprepared for the pandemic and struggled to supply personal protective equipment to staff. They ignored infection control policies and some housed residents with COVID with those who were not sick, leading to further spread of the virus. Also, nursing home ratings would have to be published so that people could make better decisions when deciding on a facility. The AG's report found that homes with lower ratings had higher death rates. An additional measure would permit family members limited visitation rights during a pandemic. Rivera says families who testified in hearings held by the legislature said the nearly year-long ban from the homes led to deteriorating physical and mental health for their relatives.
Family members were at times, they were part of the care team of these individuals who were in nursing homes. And then when they were not allowed to have any access to their family members, they got worse. So we want to make sure that following all safety protocols necessary, they still get an opportunity to get access to their family members.
Governor Cuomo has had little to say about the Attorney General's report. He's expressed confidence in his health department's oversight of the nursing homes during the pandemic, and he says he doesn't believe it's essential to know where the residents died.
Whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, people died.
If the bills ultimately pass the Senate and the Assembly and the governor disagrees with the bills, Democrats have supermajorities in both houses of the legislature and could override Cuomo's objections. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.